Now, we return to the issue of the housing eviction ban, the political issue of the last number of weeks that have dominated the headlines. I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, Independent, and Sinn Féin TD Pad Daly. We contacted all five TDs for Kerry to see if they would come on and talk about how they're going to vote on the motion, on the government counter-motion regarding the ending of the eviction ban, which is due to come into effect on March 31st. Of course, Sinn Féin, the debate on the Sinn Féin motion, which set all this in train, started in the Dáil yesterday. Sinn Féin want the eviction ban to be extended until January next year. I'm delighted to say we have on the line Michael Healy-Ray and Pad Daly. Michael, if I can come to you first, we're a little bit tight for time, but if I can come to you first, you've made it clear that you are going to support the Sinn Féin motion to extend the eviction ban until January next year. However, on the government counter motion, given that it seems that the government has reached an agreement with the regional independent groups based on proposals put forward by Deputy Sean Canny, 8 amendments which include a tax relief scheme for small landlords, guaranteeing HAP payments to landlords where the tenant defaults, and removing the barriers to older people in long-term nursing home care who wish to lease out their homes. Given that an agreement has been reached, it appears, between the regional independent group and the government, will you support the government's counter motion?
I don't trust the government and their housing policies as far as I pick them up and throw them. Over the last 10 years and
so
more...
So is that a no then, Michael? Is that a no? Well, you've made your position very clear, so are you going to vote for the government counter motion?
Your 5 minutes ask you a question, and I think I'm allowed to answer it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, Michael. But we're just a bit tight for time.
If we're tight on time, you're after using up the time. I'm going to use my time now to answer the question. I don't trust the government.
So does that mean are you going to vote for the government counter motion?
The reason I don't trust the government is because I've been looking for these policies to be implemented to protect property owners and renters for years. It is only now, when they're being faced with what is actually a non-legally binding motion by Sinn Féin, that they're coming out now and saying, oh, we will do this. If they're saying they will do it, why wouldn't they do it in the last 6 months while the eviction ban was in place? Why did they leave their hands hanging and twiddling their thumbs and they did nothing? And all that has happened in the last 6 months is thousands of people have left the property market. So if I'm asked tonight, do I trust the government and will I vote with the government and support them? I actually don't see how I'm going to be able to trust them when I can't see anything that they've done has been honest or straightforward in their dealing with this issue for the last decade.
So you're not going to vote for the government counter motion?
I can't. No, I don't believe them. I don't trust them. And I couldn't be clearer than that. They had six months while the ban was in place and they didn't introduce anything to either protect the property owners in Kerry, who I'm representing, as well as the renters. And they're leaving the market in droves. Now the government is promising them everything. We saw a situation where the Taoiseach came out over in America and said to the Sunday Business Post, oh, he believes there's a problem now with private renters. Of course there is, because they've been demonised by people like Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And as we're talking about Sinn Féin's motion, Sinn Féin have done more harm to the housing market in the last 10 years than anyone else, because they've demonised people who own property and criticised them and bell-ragged them inside the Dáil along with people in the people before.
Pad Daly, we'll bring in Pad Daly now at this stage.
They've objected to thousands of houses themselves.
And at this stage, we'll bring in Pad Daly of Sinn Féin. Pad Daly, your response to what Michael Healy-Ray has said there?
Yeah, good morning, Tressa, and good morning, Michael. I suppose, if I could just deal first in relation to the motion side, obviously we'll be supporting the motion. And this was brought home particularly to me recently when I dealt with a hard-working family who have been renting for 12 years and they are in receipt of a notice to quit. And now this motion, or the government counter motion and the government's proposals to end the ban on evictions, is going to render that family homeless, okay. The safety net is being removed from them. And the Minister for Housing has admitted that this decision will lead to more homeless.
Could you respond to...
It is the wrong decision.
Pat, Sinn Féin have made it very clear. We only just spoke to Eoin Ó'Brien yesterday on the show. Sinn Féin's very, very clear stance on the need to extend the eviction ban until January next year. Could you respond to Michael Healy-Rae's very strong charge against Sinn Féin?
Yes, this isn't the first time that Michael has demonized Sinn Féin. If you like, I was stirring some of Seamus Quinlan from Knocknagoshal, his honey, into my porridge yesterday morning, and I heard Michael Morning Ireland saying that we've been demonising Leonard. We haven't been in government, quite clearly, over the past 10 years. We didn't cause this emergency. We aren't the ones who proposed in July, for example, that the council can now start buying tenants in situ where the people face eviction without any plan in place. We are not the ones who have caused all this. We are not the ones who started a HAP scheme in 2014, and the initial amount was 500,000 was put in, but now it has multiplied by 1,000. Over 500 million is put into that. We are not the ones who have had an over-reliance on private landlords. And it's not correct to say that the reason that the private landlords are leaving the market, there's a load of different reasons why they're leaving. Some people are approaching pension age. Other people, the prices have increased so much back to pre-boom levels that they are now deciding to cash in. Some landlords that I've spoken to have decided it's just too much hassle to be renting it out.
Michael,
so it's
Michael Healy-Rae,
that it's just relation to taxes. But if I could just say one more thing. We have, around the county of Kerry, for example, there are an awful lot of derelict, vacant houses. In Kerry, they say that there's about 180 which council houses which are empty at the moment. I believe that there are way more than that, because some are being held up in various different ways. But I was raising recently the houses in Ballyspillane in Killarney which are empty, and the new scheme, or relatively new scheme, in Tobernafa, where 10 of the 56 houses for older people were empty. Are empty, and three more are people in nursing homes for some for about 3 years.
And at this stage, we'll bring back in Michael Healy-Rae. Michael Daly says there your comments of about Sinn Féin being negative, but demonising landlords is unfair. They've been trying to make a positive contribution to address the housing crisis, to help people who are facing a very uncertain situation. Many of them come the end of this month.
What I have said is factual, and I will tell you why. Continuously, people on the left, like Sinn Féin and People Before Profit, all of these people, they're continuously talking about, and first of all, there's no such thing as landlords. They have gone with a long time. It's people who own a property and they're rented out. They might have inherited a second house. They might have worked damn hard and borrowed money and got up early in the morning and worked to pay a mortgage and rent out that. For the privilege of doing that, they pay 56% tax. Now, Pat Daly and the rest of the people fail to recognise that fact.
But Michael,
No, you didn't interrupt Pat, so you won't interrupt me. Can I please be given the same right as Pat Daly?
I have had to interject a couple of times with Pat as well.
No, can I finish what I'm saying? Why is it?
Briefly.
No, I won't come on anymore if I'm going to be interrupted all the time. You did not interrupt Pat Daly, and now you start putting me off my train of track by interrupting me. But I'm sorted, because I won't go on anymore if I'm going to be treated like this on Radio Kerry, because it's ridiculous and it's not fair. No, I want to say, Pat stated that there's an over-reliance on private property owners. That's not true. You have to have a balance in the market. You have to have enough local authority houses being built, which is not happening. But there has been and will always be a need for private property owners. But unfortunately, because of the policies of Sinn Féin and people like them, and of course Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael all along, were going down the same road of demonising property owners. But they're finally all starting to wake up and realise there will be no private houses left anymore. The clinics that I'm attending in Killarney and in Tralee and in Listowel every day is young people who can't find a private property to rent. And it was stated yesterday on the Dáil. And I want to know what has Pat got to say about this. Sinn Féin have objected to 12,000 family homes being built. That was stated on the record of the Dáil. We have other people and people before profit who are shouting about housing, and they continuously object to student accommodation and private houses being built in their constituencies. So they want houses, but they don't want anybody to build them.
And we'll put that to Pa in a second. We'll put that to Pa in a second. Michael, I have to interject here because I am stewarding this programme, and just to ask, you've set out your concerns about Sinn Féin's position. Why then did you say you'd support their motion? That makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense, because I'm not supporting Sinn Féin's position. What I'm doing is I'm supporting people who are renting houses and who I'm worried about where they're going to go to. That's the people I'm supporting. I'm not supporting Sinn Féin, I'm supporting the people I'm representing. And I'm representing renters and property owners. But if Sinn Féin are trying to cut the people into thinking, oh, we've all the answers and we are doing everything right, they've succeeded in hunting thousands of good people out of the market. And like I say, what they were doing was they were bringing in rent, they were working hard, and they were paying 56% tax and providing a service to people who are on the housing list. And now those houses are gone, and they're not available anymore on the rental market, be it apartments or be it houses. And these were sound, honourable people getting up early in the morning and going away and working. And to be calling them landlords is more rubbish. They're property owners who rent out houses. And there is nothing wrong with doing that.
Pat Ealy?
Well, Michael and I are going to have to disagree on one point, and that is that, in my view and in Sinn Féin's view, there has been an over-reliance on it. And anyone who looks around the county of Kerry over the past 15 years will know that the government simply stopped constructing not only social, but also there is no affordable houses built in Kerry. So everything was outsourced to the market, whether it was HAP schemes, RAS schemes, and on the Kerry County Council budget when I was there, there was 8 million going on RAS, 8 or 9 million going on the HAP scheme, rather than constructing more social and affordable houses. But I will agree with Michael that there has to be some private property owners, leaseholders, landlords, whatever you want to call it, there has to be an accommodation for them in the market. But where I will disagree again with Michael is he seems to think that and the rurals seem to think that the only reason that private landlords are leaving the market is because of the tax regime. It's not. And I do note from the counter motion that the rural independents have introduced for tonight that they have a proposal that there should be loads of tax write-offs for leaseholders, landlords, property owners, whatever you want to call it, that they want to deduct the local property tax. They shouldn't be able to do that. There should be an exemption from USC. They want to lower the income tax rate. There should be an exemption from tax for 14 over up to 14,000.
Are you against those tax exemptions?
All expenses and tax income should be.
Are you against those tax exemptions?
Well, we are in favour of making it more balanced and more equitable. We don't believe that the vulture funds, if you want to call them that, should come in to be able to come into Kerry and come into this state and pay more or less no tax. That is unfair on those property owners who are in it. But people are not. Landowners or property owners are not leaving the market just because of that. They are leaving because, one, it's too much hassle. Number two, they're saying that they want to. They've had a property for 20 years now. They want to cash in, and they're reaching pension age. That's the reason. But the focus here, quite clearly, the government. The reason we wanted to extend it to January is they didn't have. They have a 10-point plan now.
Right, Pat. We have to bring in back Michael Healy.
I just need to finish on this point.
We have to briefly, Pat. We have to go back to Michael.
The 10-point plan now. Where was the urgency in the last 5 months? What did they do over the last 5 months? They did nothing. And when they announced in July that the county council, Kerry County Council, would be able to purchase
homes, you've made that point.
They did nothing about it, and they never even told the housing officers inside in Kerry County Council that they could do that. And when
Pat, we have to go back to Michael Healy Ray.
They completed the conveyance in 3 months, which was completely and utterly negligent, and it shows that the government have had no plan back then, and they've had no plan now, and we need to extend this for another period of
time. Michael, we'll bring it to this stage. At this stage, we are unfortunately tight for time, so at this stage, we're going to have to bring back in Michael. Michael, if I could ask you, Are you a member? The Rural Independent Group and the Regional Independent Group, are they two different groups? Because I'm confused.
No, I'm sorry. They're two different groups. One of them would be, say, people like Dennis Nocton and Michael Lowry. The Rural Independent Group are people like Matthew McGrath, Michael Collins, myself and my brother, and Carol Lowell and Richard O'Donoghue from Limerick. But the one thing that wasn't addressed there in that last contribution was, why are Sinn Féin and why are people before profit and why are all these other people objecting to thousands of properties being built in their constituencies? Because it is a fact that we have individuals in the Dáil who are serial objectors, and then they stand up inside in the Dáil shouting about, well, we want more housing, we want more housing, and at the same time they don't object just to a house here and a house there. If there's 100 houses or 200 houses, or like we had one TD who objected to 750 student accommodations being built because he didn't like the sound of it. My goodness, if somebody wants to come into Kerry and invest money, I want to see them spending money. We have houses below in Sneeman in the development called just on the village, and there's 42 houses there, and they're completely finished and ready to go, and like it's in Ardenore in Sneem, 42 houses. It would sleep 300 people. Why aren't those houses opened up? Because of red tape and bureaucracy. I'm not going to allow that continue in County Kerry, because I want those houses to be open.
And finally, I want
houses to be done up. And I want over the shop accommodations to be used so that people will have an opportunity of renting or of buying or of getting leases.
Okay.
Because we need places.
Okay, you've made those points. Finally, we will return to Deputy Pad Daly. Deputy Daly, Michael Healy Ray there has accused members of Sinn Féin and groups such as People for Profit, basically, in some instances, possibly weaponizing the planning appeals system. In the one hand, standing in the Dáil and saying, we need more houses, there's been an utter failure. And then on the other hand, supporting housing developments that would provide that very housing that they're clamoring for. What would your response be? And we need to keep it tight because I need to move on to other matters.
Well, I'll just make one or two points in relation to that. I don't know who he's talking about inside the Dáil. Is that a member of Sinn Féin or is it someone in another party? And if it's in another party, he'd want to address that to that person. I've never objected to any housing development, but I do reserve the right if I feel that something is not, it would be contrary to proper planning and development of an area, that I could put in a submission in relation to it. You can't have carte blanche to developers. We all saw up around the country where there's houses built in floodplains, for example. We saw that one Fianna Fáil senator objected to when there was an Irish language difficulty with a massive housing estate going into a Gaeltacht area. Objection.
So you wouldn't support the idea of a COVID style response to the housing crisis, that it's all centralised and a body comes into play and says that in certain situations when you're in a dire housing shortage, we need to plough ahead with housing developments. You wouldn't support an effort style body appointed to deal with the housing crisis. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I would support is an emergency response to an emergency or a crisis in housing, and that has not been done.
Would that reduce people's entitlement to object to housing developments?
Well, if there was something brought in which would take serious steps at reducing the record levels of homeless, over 12,000 people homeless in this country, then I would support it. But I don't believe that it's necessary. I think that it's possible to deal with the housing crisis in a proper way by building more affordable homes, so that people who are hard working and are working away can buy houses in their own areas, by dealing with the housing or the homeless situation, and by building, they stopped doing for 10 years in Kerry, and we're picking up the pieces ever since, and you only have to look around the whole of the county to see that. When there was social housing proposed in Kerry over the last 10 years, if someone is saying that there was Sinn Féin people opposed to that, you know, come out and say.
Just to give you one example here, in relation to Michael Healy Ray's charge against the opposition regarding calling for more housing, saying there's a housing crisis and yet opposing housing developments. For example, last year your leader Mary Lou MacDonald opposed plans for a 117 unit built to rent apartment scheme in Cabra up in Dublin. That's just one example of, I think, that Michael Healy Ray was referring to.
I'll give you more examples if you let me in.
I'll let Pa respond to him because we do need to wrap up very soon.
Why was I asked on it all this morning? If I can't make a point, why won't you be balanced in your interview, please?
Michael, I am being balanced, and I put a point there about Mary Lou MacDonald opposing a housing development, and I've asked Pam.
I want to strengthen that point if I'm given that opportunity. The Taoiseach clearly stated yesterday that Sinn Féin had objected to 12,000 homes being built. 12,000 homes. The spokesperson for Sinn Féin, Eoin O'Brien himself, has objected to housing developments. People like Richie By Barrett have objected to thousands of houses. These are the people then who will cod the people in
Cumbria. And Michael, I have to come in here. Please.
No, why are you interrupting me?
Michael, please let me speak a second.
I will not come on this radio program again if I'm going to continuously be interrupted. It is not fair.
Michael, you weren't continuously. You weren't interrupted. In fact, I was putting a point there to Pa Daly about Mary Lou MacDonald opposing a development. So
can I finish my point?
But we can't go on. We don't have time ad nauseam. We don't have time ad nauseam to go against every politician who opposed a housing development. So unfortunately that's the situation, Michael.
Can I answer the question there?
Yeah, and then we're going to have to wrap. Thank you, Pa. Yeah,
everybody knows that in and around Dublin there was an awful lot of land and old flats and apartment accommodation which was owned by the state or by Dublin Corporation. And the government and Dublin County, Dublin Corporation came up with ideas that what they were going to do is that they were going to give most of that property.
So she was entitled to object, you would argue.
Away to private developers, right? Which was a continuation of the failed system or the housing development. It was going to be private developers who were going to be handed it on a plate.
So yes to housing development, but not to private developers.
We have to be consistent about this. We wanted more social and affordable houses. We did not want giveaways to big developers who are going to take and make an awful lot of money, an awful lot of profit in areas where there was a massive need for social and affordable housing. And if we felt that the balance wasn't right, of course, people were entitled to object to it. People are entitled to object to social housing. Many people objected to social housing in Kerry over the years, I can tell you.
Word we'll leave to Deputy Michael Healy Ray. You've heard what Mary Lou MacDonald had to say. You heard what Pa Daly had to say, that there were very valid reasons as to why Mary Lou MacDonald opposed, just taking one example of that 117 unit built to rent apartment. Your response, Michael.
If you take places like County Kerry, we no longer have what we dearly needed in the past and we had in the past. Small, medium and larger size building contractors. We have a number of building firms in Kerry at the moment, but not near enough. Why don't we? Because of people like Sinn Féin demonising property developers, builders. It's as if there's something wrong with you if you have a bit of ability and if you want to work and if you're able to borrow money and build property, there is nothing wrong with that. I will continuously state we need a balance. We need private property ownership, we need private property development, and we need more public council properties to be built including the other organisations such as CLUD and Peter McVerry Trust. But if we go down the road with that Sinn Féin are trying to carry us, the local authorities aren't going to be able to build enough accommodation. What it will mean is that the young couples that I'm representing and working hard for, they won't have homes to go to. And when they don't, and when they can't rent a property, they can look at the likes of Sinn Féin, they could look at people before profit, and they can say, well, thanks to you and your stupid policies, because that's what it is. It's taking us to the road to nowhere.
And people would point out, Michael, that Sinn Féin have never have been in government in this state.
We need owner occupiers. We need people who are going to invest in their communities. We don't need harebrained schemes. We don't need massive giveaways to big developers. That hasn't happened in Kerry. It may have happened in other areas where they're trying to give it away.
Small builder. What's wrong with talking about the small builder who builds 5 or 10 houses every year? We had those people in the past. We don't know. And why? Because of the policies of people like Sinn Féin.
We haven't been in government.
We'll have to leave it there.
Like you, to be
it
saying
doesn't
that
make sense,
subject,
Michael, that you're blaming Sinn Féin for the policies
we'll
of,
have to leave
the
it there.
Policies of the government.
Okay.
That's what doesn't make sense.
Well, thank you both for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Michael Healy Ray and Deputy Pat Daly, discussion there on the eviction ban. And just to say as well, Michael Healy Ray has indicated there as an independent TD that he won't be supporting the government counter motion on the eviction ban. Danny Healy Ray has told us this morning that he's not in a position yet to say or that he has decided. As soon as we know, we will let you know.